KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Hey,
in 3, 2, 1, go!
Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
With Benny and Greg.
My love is real, girl.
love.
This is Chad, and I'm calling from Thorndown for what?
Quack, quack, quack.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
I think I'm becoming a lesbian.
Oh! Whoa.
Big Bay Mornings is on.
We love that.
99.7 now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday, September the 10th. It is Big Bay Mornings checking in live on your radio. So I just ran out to the deck real quick while that intro was playing to see if I could see the sky and see if it was orange. Well, it's still pitch black out here in San Rafael, so I can't see anything yet, but the sun will be rising here shortly, and we may have that spooky orange sky in parts of the bay at times. The wind will be picking up today and moving it along, but at times we should still see that spooky orange sky. Greg, I know you're in Philly, so are you jealous that you don't get to see this awesome sky with the smoke?
Well, I logged on to Instagram and Facebook, and I've gotten about 20 texts from people in the Bay Area. I even thought about stealing somebody's photo and pretending I was in
yours?
The Bay Area and saying, oh my gosh, look at this. I mean, I had FOMO. Everybody else was posting pictures of that.
I mean, looked super cool, but yeah, you're better there without the smoke. I mean, the smoke was terrible. Air quality is horrible. It was raining ash. I mean, literally, it looks like there's an inch of ash across like all that like patio furniture and on the deck, and yeah, there's so much ash.
I was going to say, and is there any end in sight? I mean, it just doesn't seem like there is one.
Yeah, this too shall pass, hopefully, but we keep saying that, huh? And it's not going anywhere, but it will. Producer Art, good morning. Is he gone?
No,
producer
I'm here.
Art?
Can you hear me?
How was it in your neck of the woods in the 925?
It was pretty bad. It was very orange. I also went out on my way back from the studio here, went to Ocean Beach to see what it was like, and it was surreal seeing that ocean against the orange sky. It was such a trip.
I bet. Man, it was so crazy. It was just like, I don't know, apocalyptic yesterday.
Yeah, and it was on all the national news broadcasts. I saw it everywhere.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for waking up. Of course, it is a Love Trap Thursday, so 6:45, you will get that. We are set to play the Big Money Minute, 10 questions worth $1,000 if you could answer them correctly. Actually, Sal the Rat, let me just put you on the spot. Can you grab that audio from yesterday at 7:10 with I believe her name was Sabrina?
Yes.
This poor girl. You're going to drag her through the mud again.
She was the best player we ever had in Big Money Minute.
I know she's not listening to the show ever again.
We love you, Sabrina. We love you. But, I mean, that was a record. We've never had so many passes to the point where I lost it, and I actually could not get through all 10 questions. Sal the Rat, can you go ahead and play the audio from yesterday's Big Money Minute?
Ready, set, go.
Who plays Kat in Mean Girls?
Pass.
Who did the U.S. gain independence from?
Pass.
One Dance and Hotline Bling, their songs from which artist?
Pass.
Spell Surprise.
Surprise.
If you have 25 nickels, how much money do you have?
Pass.
Which main street in downtown San Francisco is a car-free zone?
Pass.
Which baseball team did Jackie Robinson play for?
Pass.
Sorry, I can't do it.
Name one of the original Golden Girls.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, we're out of time. We were going to get there.
Are you kidding?
I love how you're so professional, though, Greg. You pick up and you keep asking the questions like she was going to get the next one. Name one of the Golden Girls.
Listen, the buzzer hadn't run out. The buzzer hadn't sounded. Yeah. The time had not run out. You never know what could happen.
I know that we're not going to get a winner. I can tell you that much.
You don't watch enough sports to know there have been amazing comebacks.
Oh,
in the past.
Please. well, if you could do better than that, you've signed up at 997now.com. We could be calling you in just a couple of minutes to play the Big Money Minute on Big Bay Mornings. Good morning, Bay Area.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Gino in South City. Good morning, Gino. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, guys.
What's going on, Gino?
I'm good. Just woke up, actually. About to go to work.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, let's try to get you some money before you go earn your money.
Yeah, man. Where's work at? Where are you working?
My work's in South City.
Okay. Word, man. Well, yeah, let's see if we can slide you into the day with $1,000. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
Alejandro, Paparazzi, and Poker Face. They are all popular songs from which artist?
Lady Gaga.
What sport do Neymar and Cristiano Ronaldo play?
Soccer.
What boy band was Harry Styles in?
One Direction.
If you have 16 quarters, how much money do you have?
8 dollars.
Spell ignorance.
I-G-N-O-R-A-N-T-E.
What is the name of the princess from the Beauty and the Beast?
Belle.
Circumference is used to measure what shape?
A circle.
Who played Serena in the show Gossip Girl?
Kristen Bell.
What city is the Liberty Bell in?
Philadelphia.
In the human body, what are the carpals?
Sandals, bones in the hand.
Yes!
All right. You were close this morning, Gino, but you missed a couple. You just missed a couple, but hey, you know what? This week, you might be the first one to get through all 10 of them. So that was a great job. Let's go through them. Alejandro, Paparazzi, and Poker Face are all from Lady Gaga. Neymar and Cristiano Ronaldo, both hot, both play soccer. Harry Styles was in One Direction. If you have 16 quarters, you have $4. $4.
No.
Not 8. Okay. 4 times 4. Is 16. Ignorance is I-G-N-O-R-A-N-C-E. Belle is the princess from Beauty and the Beast. Circumference, that is used to measure a circle. It was Blake Lively. Mm-hmm. Blake Lively, that was Serena.
I don't watch that show, though.
The Liberty Bell is in Philadelphia. And yes, carpals are the wrist and the hand.
All right, Gino. Well, no $1,000 this time around, man. But better luck next time. You can always play again, okay?
All right,
dude. Thanks. Have a good day at work. Thanks for listening. We have a Love Trap coming your way in just about 30 minutes from now. So Adrienne reached out to us because she's been noticing that her boyfriend Cooper has some weird tension with their mutual friend Holly. He claims that there's nothing to it, but Adrienne thinks there's more to the story. So we're going to offer some flowers to Cooper right at 6:45. Go from there, see what happens. Before that, though, is your 6:30 dirty. In the future, we might all be working for Amazon. Plus, one of the most popular TV shows of the last decade is finally coming to an end. We'll talk about it inside your dirty next.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
After a crazy apocalyptic looking day yesterday, the skies should clear up a little bit today, but not by much. Most of the experts are saying that winds will pick up, but that the way smoke travels, it can be hard to predict. So parts of the bay could still be seeing those spooky orange skies at times throughout the day.
It was incredible. And we've talked about this off the air, but every single person on Instagram yesterday, that's all you saw. CNN, the New York Times was reporting it. It was the biggest story out there.
Today, September 10th, is World Suicide Prevention Day. It is a day to raise awareness around the globe that suicide can be prevented. I bring this up because, you know, now more than ever with the pandemic, there are many of us out there that are dealing with mental health issues. And listen, it's okay to not be okay, but no one should be silent. So please reach out to somebody. Talk to your people. On the flip side, if there's somebody in your life that you think is not doing well, make it a point to pick up the phone today and call them, please. And as we all know, Amazon has taken over most of our lives during the pandemic, and now they're taking over the job market. If you are looking for a job, Amazon may be the place for you. So next week, September 16th, they are holding a virtual job fair where they're looking to hire 100,000 employees.
Damn.
And a third of those make over $150,000 per year.
Okay, I want that third.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the jobs I want.
Let's face it. At some point, we're all going to just be working for Amazon, right? I mean, pretty sure I heard Amazon's buying this radio station next week, so there it is.
I was going to say, if they don't already own it, they're going to own it. So, yes, Jeff Bezos is going to rule the world.
Sassy Sports.
Well, are you ready for some football? I know you are, Benny.
Yeah, you've been chomping at the...
The NFL finally kicks off tonight in Kansas City with the Houston Texans taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. And there is a full slate of games that will be played Sunday, including the 49ers hosting the Cardinals. If that game doesn't get moved, I mean, can they play in the smoke?
I don't think they should.
The Giants played last night right in the orange sky, and it led them to victory. Right color, orange. And the Raiders, they will be traveling to Carolina to take on the Panthers. So we do this every year as the season starts. I think we need to make our Super Bowl predictions real quick. Benny, you got a prediction on the two teams that we'll be playing?
I think it'll be Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh,
versus...
you're such a Brady homer. You're only predicting because of Brady.
And San Francisco 49ers. Is that possible, or are they in the same division?
No, they're in the same conference. That can't happen.
Versus the Chiefs. How about that?
Okay. There you go. That will work. Art?
I've got Niners-Ravens. Niners winning 36-21.
You already got the score predicted?
You mark it down right now. You watch.
I got Niners and Chiefs. I want a rematch in the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, who's going to win?
Niners. It's going to be 27-19.
All right. And I got the Cowboys over the Ravens there. Listen, that's not that much of a homer pick. A lot of people pick it. And don't allure me. You picked the 49ers.
Yeah, but they're one of the favorites to get to the Super Bowl. I know the
so
Cowboys
are the Cowboys.
Are too.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, pay attention. And when Monday Night Football comes back next week on ESPN, you won't be hearing this song in the opening.
Are you ready for some football? A Monday night party.
Hey.
Yeah, baby. Ready to get
all right.
Started. We've got the team on the field and we turned up the lights. All my rowdy friends are back for Monday night.
Oh, it's a hit.
Yes, but the reason it won't be played... Well, since there's a pandemic and we're supposed to be social distancing as much as possible, and because stadiums will mostly be empty, ESPN doesn't want to encourage all of your rowdy friends to be hanging out together.
Come on. Leave the song.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And the really weird twist in this is that they're replacing it with this song.
I mean, I'm still dancing. This one's got me moving.
That's awful.
It's for the retirement home, for sure.
That is Little Richard's Rip It Up. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say?
They're playing with balls. I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
So let's go back to July when rapper Megan Thee Stallion was leaving a party in L.A. and was shot in the foot. So word has been that rapper Tory Lanez is the one who shot her. Well, now we're finding out, less than a day after the shooting, Tory texted Megan Thee Stallion to apologize. He said, I know you're probably never going to talk to me again, but I genuinely want you to know I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. I was just too drunk.
Yeah, okay. You shot me. I'm probably not going to talk to you ever again.
I mean, I've done some dumb things after a night of drinking, but I've never shot Vanessa in the foot. I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's because you don't carry your gun in your car. Do you?
No. AMC announced The Walking Dead will be coming to an end. Now, season 10 is getting 6 extra episodes, and season 11 is going to be 24 episodes, so you still have 30 more episodes before it's over. Plus, they have multiple spinoffs in the works. Meghan Trainor will release her first holiday album, A Very Trainor Christmas. It is out next month. It'll be a mix of originals and classics. You know I'm ready for that one, Greg.
I mean, let's just call it Christmas now. Let's just move the year up. I'm ready for it, too.
And Tiger King star Joe Exotic is bugging Trump again for a pardon. Joe was busy sucking up to Trump in a handwritten letter saying, if I have ever looked up to anyone, it would be you. Let me return to helping sick children and the homeless. Allow me to make you proud, President. Please be my hero.
I have a better idea. Instead of Trump getting Joe Exotic out of prison, let's put Trump in prison with Joe Exotic, and they can be cellmates.
I love how this letter is part of a 250-page application for the pardon. Trump is not reading 250 pages. I mean, he's not even going to look at this thing. So
I don't think he can read one.
That's your Dirty on the 30.